Hello and welcome to The Wanderer, the Anglo-Saxon history and mythology podcast. In the days of King Harold Godwinson, a chilling darkness descended upon the Kingdom of England. The year was 1066, a time of turmoil and uncertainty, as King Harold prepared to defend his throne against foreign invaders. Amidst the chaos of battle and political intrigue, an ancient evil lurked in the shadows, preying upon the unsuspecting and sowing fear among the people. In the remote village of Ravenscroft, nestled in the heart of the English countryside, a hushed unease settled over the villagers. Crops withered in the fields, and a sense of foreboding hung heavy in the air. Rumours of a malevolent presence spread like wildfire, whispered in hushed tones by frightened souls who had glimpsed the pale figures haunting the moonlit nights. It was in this village that a young woman named Elowen resided. Her beauty was the talk of the village, but she was known for her kindness and gentle nature above all else. She lived with her elderly father, Edric, who served as the village blacksmith. Despite the turmoil outside their peaceful haven, Elowen and Edric remained hopeful, clinging to the belief that goodness would prevail. One fateful evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, Elowen was returning from a visit to the nearby woods, gathering herbs for her father's remedies. The sky turned an eerie shade of crimson, warning of the impending darkness. Elowen quickened her pace, her heart pounding as she felt an inexplicable sense of dread. As she reached the outskirts of the village, a figure emerged from the shadows, gliding towards her with unnatural grace. It was a man, but his skin was deathly pale, and his eyes crimson like fresh blood, held a hypnotic allure. Elowen stumbled back, fear tightening its grip on her heart.
"Good evening, fair maiden," the man said. His voice was like silk. "I am Valerian, a traveller in need of shelter for the night. Might you be kind enough to offer me a place to rest?"
Elowen's instincts told her to flee. But her compassionate nature prevailed. She nodded, her voice barely above a whisper, and gestured for Valerian to follow her to her father's cottage. Within the quaint thatched roof home, Elowen's father greeted the stranger with wary eyes. He sensed that there was something off about this man, something that set his instincts on edge. However, he welcomed Valerian and offered him a warm meal and a place by the hearth. As the night wore on, Valerian charmed the villagers with his charisma and tales of distant lands. Despite their initial reservations, they began to warm to him, captivating by his enigmatic presence. Elowen, however, could not shake the unease she felt. Something about Valerian's gaze made her skin crawl, and she sensed an unspoken hunger lurking beneath his facade of charm. She excused herself, claiming weariness, and retired to her room, her mind tormented by the unsettling encounter. In the following days, Valerian ingratiated himself further into the village's daily life. He helped the farmers tend their fields and assisted the blacksmith with his work, all the while casting his bewitching spell over the villagers. Elowen watched with growing concern as her father, once cautious of strangers, seemed captivated by Valerian's presence. It was not long before the strange occurrences began to plague Ravenscroft. Cattle were found drained of blood, their lifeless bodies scattered across the fields. Children reported waking up in the night with strange bite marks on their necks, their blood seemingly taken by some malevolent force. Fear gripped the villagers once more, and whispers of the undead began to spread. Elowen's suspicions were confirmed when she stumbled upon Valerian one moonlit night as he fed her the lifeblood of a hapless traveller who had wandered too close to Ravenscroft. The sight filled her with horror, but it also steeled her resolve to protect her village from the ancient evil. With the help of an old reclusive scholar who had studied the lore of the supernatural, Elowen learned the truth behind the mysterious stranger. Valerian was no ordinary man. He was a vampire, cursed with immortality and the thirst for human blood. The scholar spoke of ancient rituals that could defeat such creatures, but they were dangerous and required great sacrifice. Determined to free her village from the grip of the vampire, Elowen confronted Valerian. She pleaded with him to leave Ravenscroft to spare the innocent lives he was consuming, but he merely chuckled, dismissing her concerns.
You have no idea of the power I possess, Valerian sneered, his crimson eyes boring into hers. The night is my domain, and these pitiful mortals are mere playthings to me. In that moment, Elowen realized that her compassion alone would not be enough to save her village. She would need to face the darkness head-on, armed with courage and the knowledge passed down by the scholar. With the scholar's guidance, Elowen gathered the necessary ingredients for the ritual of vanquishing. She spent sleepless nights perfecting the incantations, her heart heavy with the weight of her responsibility. As the full moon rose high in the sky, casting an ethereal glow over Ravenscroft, Elowen and the scholar ventured to the ancient stone circle at the edge of the village. It was a place of power, a nexus of ley lines where the supernatural and the earthly realms converged. With the village watching from a distance, Elowen performed the ritual, her voice strong and unwavering. The air crackled with energy and the night seemed to hold its breath. At the climax of the incantation, the circle blazed with an otherworldly light and Valerian was drawn towards the epicentre of the ritual. A fierce battle ensued as Valerian fought to resist the force that sought to banish him from the mortal realm. His eyes blazed with fury and his claws extended like talons, but Elowen stood her ground, fueled by the determination to protect her loved ones. With a final surge of power, the ritual reached its crescendo and a brilliant burst of light enveloped Valerian. His otherworldly form contorted and twisted, and a haunting wail echoed through the night as he was banished from the village, forced back into the darkness from whence he came. The villagers watched in awe and relief as the light subsided, leaving Elowen standing strong and triumphant at the centre of the stone circle. The curse of the vampire had been broken, and the village was safe once more. In the days that followed, Ravenscroft began to recover from the horror that it had befallen it. The crops flourished once more, and the terror that had gripped the villagers began to wane. They celebrated Elowen as their saviour, a brave and selfless young woman who had faced the darkest of nightmares and emerged victorious. With Valerian gone, peace returned to the Kingdom of England, and King Harold Godwinson prepared to defend his throne against foreign invaders. Elowen's bravery and resilience became a beacon of hope, inspiring others to face the darkness and fight for what they believed in. In the years that followed, tales of the vampire of Ravenscroft and the valiant woman who had banished him became the stuff of legend. Elowen's name was etched into history as a symbol of courage and the indomitable spirit of the English people. And so in the days of King Harold Godwinson, the darkness that threatened to consume the kingdom was vanquished, not by armies or battles, but by the bravery of a young woman who dared to confront the ancient evil that lurked in the shadows. The legacy of the vampire of Ravenscroft became a tale of hope and perseverance, a reminder that even in the darkest of times, the light of courage can triumph over the most malevolent creatures. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please tune in next time. Thank you.